This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Homer Simpson is, by many measures, the typical middle-class American. He lives in a modest suburban house with his wife and his kids. He works what used to be a solidly middle-class job, and therein lies the problem, because after 27 seasons, the guy is still making what he was making at the beginning. Zachary Crockett writes for Vox, including recently a piece called What Homer Simpson's 100-Plus Jobs Tell Us About America's Middle Class. Zachary, good to have you on.
Good to be here.
Why Homer Simpson? I mean, what drew you to it?
Well, growing up, as everyone my age did, I was obsessed with The Simpsons. I'd watch this show every week. Homer was this, like, you know, iconic character. He was this goofy guy, lovable and kind of stupid at the same time. And one thing that really fascinated me about watching the show was to see how many jobs he held down.
You know, I've had a lot of jobs. Boxer, mascot, astronaut, trucker, hippie, plow driver, food critic, conceptual artist, grease
salesman. He kind of just ranged the entire economic spectrum.
And you added them up. There are like how many jobs? Like in 500 episodes, you had how many jobs? 100 plus, right?
So over 27 seasons, he's had 191 jobs.
His regular gig here, which, as you mentioned, is a nuclear plant safety inspector, he makes $37,416 a year. We know because we saw his paycheck at one point in season seven, right?
Yeah, in season seven, there's this great scene where it zooms in on his paycheck, and his two-week pay is $479.60.
Hey, how come my pay is so low?
That works out to about $11.99 an hour. And adjusted for inflation, as you said, that's a $37,000, $416 a year salary.
And what does that tell us about Homer Simpson and also the American middle class and how we think about it?
Homer has been a CEO. He's been a drive-through employee. He's had jobs that have paid the equivalent of $1 million in our real income. And he's had jobs that have paid $15,000. But despite all these successes here and there over the years, if you look at his medium income and average it out, his income really hasn't increased over time. And if you graph out the American middle class mm-hmm. in a similar way, their real income has stagnated since the 1970s. And economists have called this the middle class squeeze. So Homer Simpson and the American middle class have this strange thing in common in that society has continued to progress, but they've economically stagnated themselves.
Is there a thing where you look at Homer Simpson and you go, you know, he really is kind of every man? I mean, he's had all these jobs. His wages are stuck. He's busting his tail to get by. And yet he's just there.
Absolutely. And I think that's how a lot of economists are thinking about the American middle class right now, too. It's like we have this huge contingency of Americans who, as the national economic productivity has risen, what our money is actually worth in the economy has declined.
Zach Crockett is at Vox, where he writes, and he does graphics as well. His most recent piece is called What Homer Simpson's 100-Plus Jobs Tell Us About America's Middle Class. Zach, thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.